Hello and a very warm welcome to episode 122 of the Sussex by the Sea podcast. I'm your host Chris Laverick. On episode 122, we're joined by friend of the show, Horsham assistant manager John Meaney. He looks back at his time at Hastings and the fine season he's having at Horsham with a memorable FA Cup run, really good chance of the playoffs and that trip to the Amex against Hastings in the Sussex Cup final. Then we have the SBTS Isthmian Prem fan roundtable. Enjoy, SBTS fans. And now over to that one we want to dance with, John Meaney.
It gives me great pleasure to have the man that everyone wants to dance to, John Meaney. John Meaney, Horsham first team coach?
Assistant manager, first team coach.
First team slash assistant manager, all-round excellent human being. For those that are Hastings listeners, used to be first team coach at Hastings, doing a grand job with Horsham, who have had, I don't care what anyone says, it's been a cracking season for him. And, you know, he had a great cup run in the playoffs.
Need a point tonight. Minimum.
Yeah. And obviously in the Sussex Cup final at the Amex. So let's get started on that little hint I said on about the Hastings. So obviously, you were at Hastings last season. That came to an end. I mean, anything you want to kind of mention about that or talk about, or maybe just talk about that group that you had there?
Oh, it was an amazing group. It was like it was a family on and off the pitch. It was the best 2 years that I've had in my coaching career. And I look at my coaching career very fondly regarding the clubs that I've been at. But I joined Hastings, obviously, with Gaz. Literally, that was my first club after Crawley. I didn't have a club for 18 months. And everything just clicked internally with the group, the staff, the fans. It was the right place to be. And we grew. And it was an amazing achievement during the 2 years that we achieved. We made memories for life, not just as coaches and players, but ultimately as a group of people that ended up becoming very, very good friends.
Yeah, no, good. And so I actually, funny enough, this is episode 122, John.
Oh, wow.
You were on episode 61, so the halfway. So
halfway enough. Mark.
Yeah, wow. Just we were about 9 games to go the last time I had you on. And you spoke about the family then. But and obviously that ended. We'll leave that, I feel as a Hastings fan, very hard done by with what happened there. That's a bye is a bye. And I think we've got away with, well, let me touch on it I'm talking about Hastings again.
Yeah.
I felt we got away with it with Aggie coming in fairly quickly after the Barnes experiment and the people that came in there. What's your thoughts now on what Aggie's done this season? Obviously, you little buggers, you've turned us over twice. Can't doubt that you've got the wool over us at the moment. So, I mean, what do you think about our season?
I think since Aggie's come in, it's been phenomenal. There's no doubt in Aggie's the right man for the job. He gets it. He gets Hastings on and off the pitch. He's a first class coach. And for me, the biggest thing alluding to earlier, he understands Hastings. He understands the program that's there at Hastings regarding not just that first team level and the board and the fans, but he gets the youth development. And I think when Gary and I departed, I think Hastings lost their identity for a period. Yeah. And I think with Aggie coming back in, supported by Ben, Bobby, Dane, James, and also at the top now regarding the Whites, everyone just gets it. And there's no better coach, manager around that is the correct fit for Hastings. And I think in such a short space of time, it's clear to see the work that Aggie has done, implemented with the current group of players. If that's also getting the recruitment right, bringing in the correct characters that can help those young players along the way. There's a clear identity, style of play. There's those non-negotiables, core values that we all know that worked at Hastings. They're there to see alongside the technical and tactical aspects that Aggie, the staff and the players are looking to embed in their performances.
Yeah. Well, you now you're at Horsham. Now, I know you had a little brief stint there, didn't you, before? So you know Dom. I mean, I don't know how well you know Dom. Was he straight on the phone as soon as he heard you were free, John, or how did it work?
Well, as it's always, I'll be honest, it's always this time of year that like coaches and managers do with players looking to renew contracts or sign new players. Everyone talks this time of year regarding what are your plans for obviously the following season. But it was for me, my mind was made up actually quite early last year that I was going to depart Hastings. One, due to a personal reason that you and I know. But also, I didn't trust what was going on behind the scenes, you know. And at the end of the day, this is my livelihood. And I had to be selfish to look after my family. As everyone knows, I was full time at Hastings, looking after the 19s, the 21s, as well as the first team with Gaz travelling Monday to Saturday. And I just didn't trust what was going on behind the scenes. Didn't know who to trust. You hear a lot of things, and you know what? I don't want to get involved in all that. I'm a football person. I love my football, but I've also got a duty of care and a responsibility to look after my family. That's why I made the decision to depart. And you have to be selfish, and you have to look at things. And once Dom obviously knew from a conversation that I wasn't going to stay at Hastings, I said, look, wait till the end of the season. I'll look at a few offers that obviously come my way. And it was just right to join Horsham this season and get obviously the T's crossed and the I's dotted, as the saying goes.
None from Finland. I remember back. I remember you or
Yeah,
Finland.
no, there was, do you know what? I've always looked abroad, you know, for another stint abroad, because I feel that I'm a more rounded person, more mature off the pitch, and would be better for the experience a second time round if I was to go abroad. But the biggest thing at the forefront for me was my wife moving into a new house, and obviously becoming a father.
Congratulations yet again, I have to say it. Lorenzo, Super
Thank you so much.
Lorenzo. And
Thank
have you
you.
got him in his Napoli kit yet? Or, I mean, what, how's it work?
Everything's too big for him at the moment because he came early. But as soon as we can get him into football kits and get a ball at his feet, trust me, I'll be doing that.
I'm sure you will. So, I mean, what was it? So, first of all, starting off with the Horsham, you walked into that dressing room. How easy was it to kind of sort of link up with a group? I mean, before you got there, they were a good side, but it seems like particularly this season, hard to score against. They just have that. They just know how to, the niggly stuff, the little 5%. They know what to do. How easy was it for you to work with these guys?
First and foremost, going to Horsham, I see it from the other perspective where we come up against Horsham last year. And anyone that knows me, I'm very meticulous and very thorough in my observations on the opposition and how we go to work during the week on the training pitch to make sure that we're our best versions within our principles of play. So I had a good understanding of how Horsham played in possession and out of possession. And I recognised that there is a clear identity there. There is a very good togetherness there. It's a group that have been together for a while. They all understand each other's roles and responsibilities. They've progressed within the league standings year upon year. I knew that they had very good attacking flair, you know, one of the highest goal scorers in last year's league. So I knew a fair bit. I think joining them, there was a few things that I wanted to improve. I wanted to improve the mentality of the group and the club. I wanted to keep encouraging what they were good at, but there was also things that I wanted to develop within their performance, regarding their style of play, regarding their away record, which is the second now best in the league. I wanted to make them harder to beat, but that's not just obviously with the ball out of possession. Also, how could we defend on the ball through possession dominations and obviously looking after positioning on the pitch. So I wanted to develop that. And overall, I'm a winner. I'm a winner. You know, we can talk about styles of football and different systems of play. I'm a winner. And my CV shows that wherever I've gone, I've had good success. And that links into the mentality. I like to think that today it's been clear to see within our performances and what we've achieved at this moment in time. And look, at the end of the day, the objective was to get into the playoffs. And we need to do that, obviously, speaking today on the evening of the game against Chessen. We need to make sure that we do that away from home.
Well, there are two things there. Obviously, I have Terry from Margate, who comes on the round table. So she'd be very keen for you to be beating Chessen. I mean, your boys should beat Chessen. The way you lot play, it pains me to say this as an Hastings fan, but the way you lot play, I cannot see any other thing other than a Horsham win, unless there's some sort of aberration, because they know how to grind a result out. You're hard to score against. So, I mean, you know, obviously good luck with the players. Just talking about your season, can you say anything about that? Obviously, that excellent cup run and the random kind of thing happened at Barnsley as well, where they played was it eligible player, wasn't it? And you managed to get another crack at the cherry. I mean, talk about that, because everyone loves, old school people love an FA Cup run.
Absolutely. Well, I'm exactly the same. Yeah. You know, I'm a massive fan of the FA Cup. That's why I don't agree with obviously replays being obviously scrapped. Yeah. But speaking about our personal FA Cup journey, it was a fantastic experience and opportunity for everyone involved. And yeah, always look back at that forever, forever proud of obviously our performances, the journey, being on TV. But ultimately, for me, on a personal note, they're the games that I want to be involved in consistently. I want to be testing myself against elite coaches and managers. And like I say, the boys were brilliant. To do what they did, you know, like we had to sort of navigate ourselves through a few replays in the early stages, but then we really embraced the Dorking, the Barnsley, and the Sutton games. But I think that FA Cup journey, there's no doubt in the quality within the squad, the experience within the squad, but I really think it helped us develop a stronger mentality. Which was one of the objectives that I wanted to help improve within the club regarding the mentality. And I think having to navigate ourselves in some of the replays first and foremost, and have to travel away to lower league teams, that had to do a little bit on the mental side, and that gave us a bit of a resilience. It allowed me to embed certain aspects within the group. And then, like I say, we was always the underdog against Dorking, Barnsley, and Sutton, which we embraced. We went to work. We had a game plan. We had our principles of play. We wanted to showcase what we were about, and we got our just rewards to a degree. And I'll be honest, still to this day, I'm still a little bit disappointed that we got to 60 minutes 0-0, and we didn't really reflect our first half performance in the second half against Sutton and conceded three goals, and which was disappointing, because it wasn't three goals that were anything that surprised us. It was just Sutton in the way that they are relentless within their style of play at that moment in time. And unfortunately, they grinded us down, and we folded a little bit, and our ball possession wasn't as good as it was in the first half. But again, these are all moments and games that we've learned from, and hopefully can put us in good stead moving forward in the conclusion of this season.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that I admire about your side is that after you went out, which is usually what happens with someone that goes out of a cup run, is that it affects their league form. And I know, I'm sure you had two or three wins on the bounce after going out to Sutton, unless I'm wrong.
Yeah, no, I'll be honest. We've had one or two like dips. Like I say, our Christmas, obviously, we've got to catch up on games. Our Christmas form wasn't the best, even though the performances were okay. But we didn't pick up points. So at the end of the day, it wasn't the best Christmas period. But ultimately, I get bored of like people always saying that it's going to disrupt. You know, there's going to be certain things, especially if you've got a smaller squad, and you know, the attention can be diverted mentally or physically. The boys are feeling more stressed because of the games, Saturday, Tuesday. But it's one of those that people always say it, and I'll be honest, it just gets boring. And I'm like, well, if you constantly think the same or you constantly do the same, well, you're going to get the same rewards. So let's just give it a good go and see where it obviously takes us. Unfortunately, we put ourselves in a position that, one, we wanted to be in, but two, like I say, 58 games now and we're in this position. It just goes to show that actually, yes, a little bit of luck, but if you've got a little bit of knowledge and experience of how to navigate yourself as a player, as a group, as a staff, you use your resources correctly around the club, actually you might be able to achieve something impressive.
Well, it's, you know, playoffs and Sussex Cup coming up. I mean, it speaks for itself. I mean, one of the things I noticed about your side, though, is there's goals throughout the team. And, like, obviously, you've got Daniel Adjikai, who obviously I remember from Hastings, is a top, top player and just gives everything. That's one of the things I admire most about the guy, is that whether on offence or defence, he's always there. Till the whistle goes. I mean, but there's other lads. I mean, you've got James Hammond, Charlie Lester Cork, and is it Jack Mazzone? I always get his name wrong. But like, you've got lads there that will chip in, which is so vital. You know, like, if you can't have all your eggs in one basket, so, and sort of share that around the team. I mean, when you want to talk about your front sort of five?
Yeah, no, I'll be honest. I'm not going to speak about any like individuals. First and foremost, what I will say is we haven't scored enough goals. We haven't scored enough goals this year. If that's not being
you want
efficient.
The moon on the stick, you do, John. You want the moon on the stick.
We haven't. If you look at our key performance indicators, we're actually down on goals from last year. There's a lot of our there has been a lot of improvements regarding our performance aspects. But if you're looking at our KPIs, we are actually down on goals from last season. And we are creating a lot of chances. There's only been like a couple of games where maybe we haven't created a lot of clear-cut goal-scoring opportunities. Mm. And we have been wasteful. Sometimes that might be mentality. Sometimes that's been moments where we've made poor decisions, or the final technique hasn't been as effective as it should be for the talent that we have within the group. So if you do look at our games, it's been won by the odd goal, one or two goals. There's been a handful of times that we have hit, obviously, threes. We have been efficient within performances. We have dominated a lot of games on the ball. We have obviously been very well organised to make sure that we don't concede goals. But an even better if is, for the talent that we have and the amount of ball that we have and the areas that we get ourselves into regarding final third entries and touches in the opposition box, we haven't scored enough goals for what we are creating on the field of play. However, there's no better time to change that as we embark on tonight's game to secure playoffs, because we're not in the playoffs just yet. We are in control of it, but there's no better time to do that, obviously, tonight, followed on by Saturday, and then hopefully what's to come if we all perform to our capabilities and have the right mindset.
Yeah, so there's no real point me asking you about who you fancy in the playoffs, because you're not in there yet, are you?
You know what this game's like, Chris. No. at the end of the day, we are in a very, very good position.
Yeah.
We control our destiny,
our
but
destiny
you have
currently, yeah.
Crescent tonight that have got something to play for as well regarding
certainly.
Survival.
Yeah,
so we're going to be embarking on a group of beasts that are going to be doing all they can in their own match arena. And first and foremost, we got to go there and embrace that, enjoy that, compete with the right mentality, with the right physicality. And then hopefully when our moments come, we're smart and clinical.
Fair enough then. Okay, well, we move on to the Sussex Cup then. Let's talk about the Sussex Cup. Now, as I remember, I'm sure you've been there before with Worthing, didn't you?
Yeah, we lost to East
Bombara 1-0. Well, obviously the result is not a happy one for yourself. But tell us, this is coming out on Saturday, so tell us, for anyone listening, what is that Sussex Cup like? What's it like being at the... was at the Amex just before I asked
yes,
you?
Yes, yeah, that was, yeah.
But so being at the Amex, that whole sort of thing, how is it? What are we to expect?
Oh, at the end of the day, it's fantastic. It's all about the Sussex community. It's a prestigious local cup competition that I've always wanted to get to the final. It's a fantastic sort of day, or in this case, evening out for all fans, but also for the volunteers and the support staff behind the scenes. Everyone can embrace a fantastic day, a fantastic evening where they'll be creating memories together that can last them a lifetime. I'm one of those that I am a bit of a traditionalist, where I respect the local cup competitions. Like I say, we spoke about the FA Cup,
yeah,
obviously being in the UK. But this, for me, the Sussex Senior Cup, I always enter it with great satisfaction, pride, want to do well in it. It's got great history. And it's another opportunity to win a trophy. The whole day, evening, is a fantastic occasion. And in this situation, it's going to be played by two historic local clubs. And I'm sure it'll be a fantastic game that everyone can enjoy as a spectacle.
Yeah, I certainly hope that. I hope we try. It is that. I hope it is a good spectacle. I'm sure a few of them will be listening. So talk to us about the Lardy boys. Obviously, we've had the Hastings fan base. We are what we are. Talk about the Lardy boys. Come on, what they like as a group. They seem, you know, they come in numbers. You know that they're a good support. What tell us about them.
Yeah, they're mad. They're mad. Right? They're mad. They're left field, which is what I like. Obviously, again, really historic how obviously like the Lardy Army all started. They travel home and away. Like anything, you see your diehards when you go away from home. It's very easy to fill your stadium when obviously you're at home on your own doorstep. But for me, like the proper fans, you know, come away from home on a midweek, not necessarily a Saturday, but a midweek. The Lardy Army, they're always there. They've seen the transition of the club from obviously when it dropped out of the Isthmian League and then come back up again. They've been a ever present supporting fan base that obviously understand what it means to support a club like Horsham. And they've always been great. They've always been great with me, but wherever I've gone, I like to think I've had a good rapport with fans because I've always been honest. I've always been myself and I've always given 110% in what I'm looking to do for that club. And it's just been nice this year that we've been able to give like the Lardy Army, especially some great memories. Mm. When you think of getting to the Sussex Senior Cup final, the FA Cup run, the furthest the club's been in the FA Trophy. To date, I think it's going to be the highest that the club has finished in the Isthmian Premier League. So there's been a lot of positives this year. And like I say, the Lardy Army has been there when it's been some challenging times. So it's nice in a way to repay them. And hopefully we can add a trophy or two also at the end of this season. Because again, it's nice to play a certain style of football, but it's also got to be winning football. And they may be, the season can end now and it's been great. But hopefully we can raise a trophy or two to celebrate properly.
Well, maybe you could just have the one and we'll have the other. No. Thanks very much, John. I'll tell you what, I just want to quickly ask you, because I've got the playoffs coming up on Sunday. How do you see them getting on? Do you think they got enough to get up there or what?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Worthing FC are very unique group of players. And I think even more so after Hinch left, they had a little bit of a dip in results, but they picked themselves up. They continue to trust their identity. They stuck together. They found a way, and they're a unique team on their day, one-off games. I don't think anyone would want to play Worthing because of the way that they play. They play a very mobile, technical, tactical game, and they've got goals throughout their teams. They've hit over 100 goals this year. So it's just making sure that they can capitalise on their ball possession, be efficient in the final third and defend set pieces correctly and keep a shutout going the other way. But I think they can do it. I think they stand a good a chance than anyone. And as always, home advantage is so, so important. So hopefully another sellout at Woodside Road, driving the boys on. And I really like to see an old club of mine get promoted.
Excellent. Well, just lastly, got to mention it. Obviously, you mentioned Hinch and Super Gary went to York. York have done what they said on the tin. They kept them up, and a great achievement considering how it looked at York for a while. Any words on that, John?
It was never in doubt. You know, people jumped on social media after the first couple of contacts that they had within games, obviously not getting the desired results that they wanted early stages. But they know what they're doing. Yeah, they're highly qualified. They're football men. They get it. They're a good partnership together, Gaz and Hinch. You know, their leader of men, especially Gaz, working with him, being a good friend of his. They were always going to go up there and do well. Unfortunately, people look at short-term fixes and they don't look at the bigger picture. And it was never in doubt. What they've now done is they've had a good look internally at where the club's at, what it does well, what it doesn't do well, players that they want, players that maybe are going to be moving on, which happens, and players that they're going to be bringing in. But now they're going to have a clear window where they can really implement their principles of play, how they like to obviously operate on and off the pitch. And it wouldn't surprise me to see them fly next year playing the style of football that is close to their hearts.
That'd be good to see. Well, John, thank you very much for your time. I look forward to seeing you at the Sussex Cup final, no matter the result. Will little Lorenzo be there, or is that a little bit too early for?
No, hopefully he will be there. He's actually penciled in to make his first appearance at Horsham this Saturday. So as long as he comes through that all okay, I'm sure he'll be there at the Amex on the 8th of May.
Okay, well, John, take care. Love your football family, mate. Take care.
No worries.
And I shall see you at the game.
Look forward to seeing you. And all my love to my Hastings family as well.
Take care, mate. Yeah. Thanks
see
for
you
that.
Later.
Appreciate
bye-bye.
It.
Okay, party people in the house. You're about to witness something you've never witnessed before. Yes, it's the original human beatbox, Dougie Fresh, and his partner, the Grand Wizard, MC Ricky D. D, and that's me in the place to be. And we're going to show you how we do it for 85 Kick It Live, all right? Because I got a funny feeling you're all sick of all these crab rappers biting their rhymes because they're backstabbers. But when it comes to me and my friend Doug Fresh here, there is no competition because we are the best, yeah. Finesse and press, which we prove. And y'all will realize that we are the move. So listen close, so you all don't miss as we go a little something like this. Hit it! Oh, yeah. You know what? La-di-da-di. Lottie, Lottie. 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 You know what? Yo, peep this. Lottie, Lottie. We like to party. We don't cause trouble. We don't bother nobody. We're just some men that's on the mic. And when we rock up on the mic, we rock the mic. For all of y'all, keeping y'all in health. Just to see you smile and enjoy yourself. Cause it's cool when you cause a cozy condition, and that we create. Cause that's our mission. So listen to what we say. Because this type of shit, it happens every day. I woke up around 10 o'clock in the morning. I gave myself a stretcher. I'm morning yawning. Went to the bathroom to wash up. Had some soap on my face and my hand upon a cup. I said, mirror, mirror on the wall. Who is the top choice of them all? There was a rumble dumble. 5 minutes it lasted. The mirror said,
"You are, you conceited bastard."
Well, that's true. That's why we never have no beef. So then I washed off the soap and brushed the gold teeth. You know I love Olay cause my skin gets pale. And then I got the files for my fingernails. Due to the night and on my behalf, I put the bubbles in the tub so I could have a bubble bath. Clean, dry was my body and hair. I threw on my brand new Gucci underwear. For all the girls I might take home, I got the Johnson's baby powder and the Polo cologne. Fresh dress like a million bucks. Threw on the ballet shoes and the fly green socks. Stepped out my house, stopped short. Oh no, I went back in, I forgot my Kango. And then I dilly
Dally.
I ran through her.
Sally.
I bumped into my old girl
Sally.
From the
Dally.
This is a girl plays hard to get. So I said, what's wrong? Cause she looked upset. Now what was I to do? Just crying over me and she was feeling blue. I said, don't cry, dry your eye. Here comes your mother with those two little guys. Her mean mother stepped up, said to me,
hi.
Look Sally in the face and decked her in the
eye.
Punched her in the belly and stepped on her
feet.
Slammed the child on the hard concrete. The bitch was strong, the kids was gone. Something was wrong, I said, what is going on? I tried to break it up, I said, stop it, leave her. She said, if I can't have you, she can't either. She grabbed me closely by my socks. So I broke the hell out like I had the chicken pox. But she gave chase, she caught up quick. She put her finger in the face of MC Rick. She said, why don't you give me a plane? So we can go cruising in my OJ. And if you give me that okay, I give you all my love today. Ricky, 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 can't you see? Somehow your words just hypnotize me. And I just love your jazzy ways. Oh, MC Rick, my love is here to stay. And on and on and on.
on, she kept on. The bitch been around before my mother's born. I said, cheer up, I gave her a kiss. I said, you can't have me, I'm too young for you, miss. She says, no, you're not. Then she starts crying. I says, I'm 19. She said,
stop lying.
I says, I am. Go ask my mother. And with your wrinkled pussy, I can't be your lover. To the tick tock, you don't stop. To the tick tick, and you don't quit. Hit it.
And now the SB, TS, Isthmian Prem fan roundtable. Many thanks to Harvey, Mark, Aaron, Terry, Windy, Simon, John, and Gabs for making it happen. Right, it gives me great pleasure to introduce episode 122 of the Sussex by the Sea, Isthmian Prem fan roundtable. I've got lovely, lovely guests this week. We've got Terry from Margate, we've got Aaron from Hashtag, John from the Canvey, John Gale, Windy John from the beloved Hastings, Simon from Hastings. Simon, what country are you in at the moment?
Still in the Philippines, mate.
Still in the Philippines. What, listening from afar. You've been listening to the commentary from Tom?
I'm trying to work out what's less nerve-wracking, listening to the commentary, which is excellent. It's the quality is really good. Or doing constant refreshes on football web pages. I don't know what's less nerve wracking, mate.
Yeah, that's true.
It's bloody agony, whichever way I do it.
Well, yeah, particularly when the results don't go that way. But and we've also got Mark from that White Hawk, Gabs from Enfield, and Harvey from Lewis. Ladies and gentlemen, hello, and how the devil are you all?
All good.
Good, yeah.
Not bad.
Not bad, right? And so let's get it out of the way. Let's talk to Terry. Unfortunately, Margate's dreams of staying up ended last night. I think unfortunately I put money on you to win. I put money on Horsham to beat Chesson, and that was probably the death knell for you. But where do we start, Terry? Unfortunately, Margate going down.
Unless we score 15 goals on Saturday and Chesson don't get anything, we're down.
Yeah.
That's it. You know, I can always hope, but it's I am absolutely gutted. Really, honestly. So I've had players messaging me to make sure I'm okay. I've had the club chairman made sure I was all right, but I am absolutely gutted. Why couldn't Horsham do us the favour? I'm blaming blooming Lewis as well, because that was what cocked us up.
I'm all with you for blaming there, Lewis
poor
for anything.
Neil, yep. Come on.
I said it's always seems to be our fault.
I can look forward to a lot of new grounds next season, and I won't have to drive the minibus quite so far, but still, I'm going to miss all you guys for a start. That's part of the thing, you know. It's not just being relegated. Yeah. It's not being able to see people that you're used to seeing year in, year out. You get to make friends, you know? Just absolutely devastated. There's not much all I can say, you know?
You'll bounce back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, the players that were messaging me, they're saying, if we're allowed to stay, they're going to give it a go and try and make it right, so...
I think you'll get back up quicker than we did when we went.
Hang on, Simon, you in your pants?
Simon, that was...
Hang on, little budgie smugglers.
When it's 36 degrees down here.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, I didn't think it was cold.
Oh, what?
This is why he got deported.
trying to offer a bit of levity, Simon.
I do feel for you, Harry, because I remember watching it happen with us all those years. It was 20 years ago now. Mm. It's death by a thousand cuts.
Yeah.
And you've got that horrible empty feeling when the gap opens up and you're thinking, Christ, even if we do win next week, we're still going to be in the bottom four. It's bloody awful. It really is. So,
The worst bit is the fact that we've had a run of, seven games now?
Yeah.
It's just like, we could do this. We could do that. Okay. Thanks a lot.
Yeah. We all feel your pain.
Yeah.
And I say the worst bit is I'm going to miss you guys so much. because it's part of a family, isn't it?
Well, I'm sure that you'll still feature in Chris's show. Yeah, here, I'm not? Sure.
No, you can be the Southeast correspondent, my love.
Okay, I can do that.
We're here anyway, won't we?
Yeah. And if Ramsgate don't come up, if Ramsgate don't make it, and they're going to be in the playoffs, cool. And the playoffs are a lottery, so you'll have that'll be a derby and a half to look forward to next season.
I'd rather stuff wasps up my arse, I'll tell you, I've... Nate going.
Well,
I hate going to Deadwood. It really does me in.
I just got it.
Not sure what to say to that
one. On that note,
Terry, I mean, you're obviously quite close with the whole hierarchy of Margate. If anyone that don't know, like, you drive the supporters coach, you know, you do so much for that club, and you're obviously
supporters coach, part of the medical team, arrange all the away travel.
Stand
behind the goal like a lunatic.
we all do that. What has the chairman said in terms of budgets? Are they going to have a stab at it, or is it that they kind of need to consolidate? I mean, has anything come out?
Nothing's been said about next season yet. But I mean, they threw everything at this season. When Stimpson came in, they literally threw everything at it.
Including Don Vos.
Yeah, glad he's not with us anymore. So. But yeah, I'll say they literally threw everything at it, and we still couldn't.
Well, at least you took it to the last game. Do you know what I mean? Like, it was looking...
The boys gave everything on the last run in. Literally, they I mean, to be fair, they haven't been not putting the effort in. We just didn't have the luck. And the last seven games have been absolutely amazing. Honestly, it's just they've been good games to watch. You know,
and it's just like probably just amounting to too much to climb in the end.
It's just that.
Well, if you're going to go down, at least you've gone down with a fight. You know what I mean?
The lads put everything into it. Yeah. It's not like they went, oh, no, they can't be arsed. They literally threw everything at it. But,
sorry, Terry.
New grounds. We'll see how we go.
New ground. All right. And I will move over to, on my left is Aaron from Hashtag. Aaron, give us a roundup of the last couple of weeks for your boys.
Lost. It hasn't been great, I can't lie to you. It's a shame. I would probably say we were a bit of a hit and miss team these last few weeks and stuff. Obviously, we played that Chatham game and annoyingly lost that, which was really, really frustrating. We played Concord on the 13th, which we were good, but I think we might have took them a bit too lightly. Because obviously, at that point, they were already down. We know we can beat them. Mm. We scored a brilliant goal to start off with. It was a great finish. Scored going to go 2-0 up. And then, at half time, we brought in one of our youngsters from the reserves. And the whole second half, it was try and get him a goal. Disregarding the fact it's only 1-0.
Yeah.
So we went 2-0 up and then conceded 3. Laugh on 90 plus 2. Concord going mental. We're just going, why have we just done this then? It was annoying, but obviously then we had the Chatham game on the Wednesday, so we were resting players for that game. Which, to be fair, that Chatham game, we were good. I don't want to completely out referees, but he was horrific.
We do.
If you want us to talk about referees, man,
every single challenge from Chatham was ankle to knee height. Referee just gave either a yellow or nothing. Our striker got points in the face when a fight kicked off. Nothing. We got booked for it. We didn't deserve to lose it. We put up, even though we lost, it was probably our best performance I've seen from a Hashtag side in a long time. We didn't deserve to lose it. It's just a shame. And then we played the next Saturday, which was Lewis. I met Harvey, which was nice. I don't know. I'm guessing everyone here has been Lewis. Very, very, very nice ground. First time being there, ticked off the league in terms of stadiums. Very, very nice ground. We went 1-0 up with a great goal, to be fair. I wasn't sure if it was offside. And then every single thing that come out after that, we had two players get booked to the face. The keeper pulled off some worldies. You missed an absolute sitter just before the half ended. And then second half, we just sat back at 1-0, which obviously you can't do because then you concede. And we conceded twice. First goal was an offside trap that he beat the offside trap and scored from it, which again, it was a smart goal. And then the second one, it got caught on the Sack's feet. And he just gone left in towards the box, smacked it with his left, curled around, passed Riz in the net. To be fair, it's a good goal. It's a very, very good goal. Yeah, it's just annoying because we could have got playoffs. I'm happy we lost in a sense that we don't get it because I don't want us going up too quickly because I know for a fact that we haven't got the squad for it next season if we did get promoted. Yeah, obviously, we're over at Avery next season. Which is going to be very good. Hopefully get some more followers from the London base coming in. Obviously, where we're obviously an online team as such, it's difficult to get a sort of viewers in terms of in-person viewers. Whereas we had, start of the season, about 10 people gone home and away. End of the season, we finished with about 30 of us, 40 of us going home and away each game, which obviously that means that just proved we've done something right. Obviously, I started bringing the drum and everything, which then obviously got more people coming down to it. Oh, they got an atmosphere, we'll come down. Yeah, it's been a good season. If anyone said to us that you were going to be mid-table at the start of the season,
when we get to the final
and get to the final of the Velocity Cup, it's anyone would take that. So it's obviously we're losing games, so we're getting annoyed about it. But at the same time, we're not really too disheartened by it because we're playing for nothing at the moment because we can't do anything. We can't get promoted, can't get relegated. We're just in no man's land. But it's a good way to end the season off. We got Chesson on the weekend, our last game at our ground that we're currently in at the moment. It's going to be a big one to get in some old players down from the 2019 promoted side. It's going to be good. It's going to be good atmosphere. And then obviously have a few beers and make a good send off. But yeah, nothing really for us. But it's, again, we've lost games, but it is what it is. It's football.
Yeah. Okay, thanks for that, Aaron. Well, I'm going to have to talk to John here with a much improved couple of weeks from Canvey. John, I'm sure you'll be very pleased to tell us.
Yeah, I know. It's, I think, the first time this season I've come in on a wave of optimism, really. I don't know. Ever since we got to the point where we have nothing to play for now, we suddenly seem to have turned up. But I'm hoping that kind of bodes well, get a bit of form together now, and kind of use that as a bit of a catapult for next season, really. I mean, I'm trying to think when was the last time we talked. Yeah, I think it was after the Lewis game. So we had Dulwich after that. I mean, that was pretty much the same game as Lewis. It was like Lewis by daylight. We were just, had a lot of possession, but never done a great deal with it. And they scored two kind of cheap goals. I think the only benefit to that day was Hornchurch had beaten a certain side on the Kent Peninsula. I won't name names, but but after that, like I say, once everything was sort of said and done, okay, we're staying up now. Brilliant. Let's just try and claw together a few results in the next week and a bit, and we literally played three games in about 5 days and got 9 points out of it. I mean, Hornchurch had me the pick of the bunch. I mean, they come there, a lot of their fans had come down and say, oh, I'd sort of admitting slips from the one that freakily got called off before, just 20 minutes before the kickoff. And yeah, they still had a fairly strong squad out, despite the fact they won the league, still a lot of good players in there. But I mean, it was mad to say, we wiped the floor of them. We absolutely annihilate them that night. I'm not even trying to boast. It could have been more. It could have been more than four. We just looked up for it from the start. I think they wanted to go out and prove a point, boys. Even if these are the champions of the league, let's go out, give them a good game, give them no quarter. And yeah, we absolutely annihilate them. I mean, yeah, there were so many people just seemed on it that night, so on song. Both the strikers were up for it as well. Both got on the score sheet. And then, yeah, we took that into Potter's Bar 2 days later as well. I mean, that was a bit more of a tricky game. Obviously got Higgins put his head and then gets himself sent off about 2 minutes later. So
what was that for?
I basically went in on a sort of high lunge on, I think it was one of our former midfielders, funny enough, the one who left us a couple of weeks ago, he's at Potter's Bar now, went in on him, earned himself straight red, which was stupid. So that means he misses this coming Saturday. But we stayed in the game even though we conceded an equaliser, and 96th minute. Bit of fan favourite, Toby Tanubu. He's just one of them players who just runs and runs and runs, basically. And got himself a goal, won us the game. I thought by the time we got to Chesson, I thought, we are going to be knackered out of our ass going into this one. But we turned up in the sort of same vein, really. Didn't look knackered at all. We went out and we absolutely bossed them. First half, I think obviously that red card carries over, so Higgins got the start, got himself a brace. Lovely little dink for the first goal and all. And they just looked like they didn't have an answer to us, Chesson. A bit more improved in the second half because I think we missed a couple of chances, give them a cheap goal. But then after that, we got the third and one-way traffic again. So it was really pleasing to watch. Really pleasing. And it's just kind of almost like frustrating because you think, God, where has that been all season? You know, that is what we're capable of when we want to. So hopefully now we can, you know, build on that, take it into next season. We'll see who stays, who goes. I mean, one more game, hopefully to send us out on a high, obviously against yourselves on Saturday, Chris. We'll see what happens, but
we will.
Yeah, a good end to the season, really. It was otherwise frustrating season, but yeah, a good end.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Well, in the order of how I'm looking, I've got. Oh, where's Simon gone? Oh, sorry. Let's talk Hastings. Let's talk Hastings. John and Simon. I'm thinking you didn't go Wingate.
No.
You, Simon, you were there in spirit, weren't you?
For all the games bar five, I've seen five games this season.
Okay. Well, I felt your spirit when we were losing 2-0 Wingate away. A great comeback. Tommy Fagan, David Rodari, and Sammy Adams could have won it at the last minute. Yeah. It was a usual Hastings performance where we weren't putting our chances away. And we let Wingate, I mean, I think probably Lewis, I think Enfield, and I think obviously White can all say that Hastings do like to miss their chances. So that was the Wingate game. Wasn't a classic, but we could have nicked it at the end, and it would have been it would have been great. Sammy Adams, 95th minute, come on a sub, just put the ball in, sliding in, could have, at the far post. He just missed it by a toenail.
He'd have got it 10 years ago.
Possibly. Yeah, he's still. I mean, like Jesus
Christ. No, he's still good.
How old is he now?
Good.
He's 37.
About 36, I think.
36.
Yeah, I think so.
What an engine on him still.
Oh, he's amazing.
Yeah.
Had a great season over at Lyd as well, hasn't he?
He certainly has.
I don't know if you've been following what's going on over at Lyd, but he's been really there, right amongst it all. And for us to get him as
that.
Yeah. I mean, nobody, who else is going to want to do dual contract this time of year?
Well, he loves it. He's involved with the coaching staff now, isn't he? Sammy Adams.
Great lad as well.
He is. Absolute. Wow. He's an absolute club legend.
Legend, isn't he?
And then we move on to, it pains me now, with the White Hawk game. Now, chaps, so you were there, John, weren't you?
I was, yeah.
I'll give you little brief thoughts and I'll give you mine. Mark, you're not allowed to speak until it's your turn.
Go on, then. Now you go first, Chris.
Oh, what, me? Oh, all right. I've just put me on the spot. Yeah, so I met up with Mark, which I'm sure Mark...
They all seem to have gelled in once, so I need reminding, you see.
with that game, met up with Mark just before kick-off with his boys. Lovely lads. Good fun, obviously. It felt like a bit of a end of season game for me. I felt for ages that the playoffs had already gone. I felt when we lost to Lewis, I think that was the big sort of key one where we really, that game should have been rained off, but there was lots of Lewis fans there, so we kept the game going and it didn't suit us. But anyway, that's a bye's a bye. So we missed tons of chances. I'm going to upset Mark now. I wasn't massively impressed with how Whitehall played. I didn't think much of them, but they stayed in the game and they took it. They, you know, if you don't score goals, eventually the other side's going to get a chance and a lovely finish. And 1-0, and there wasn't too many arguments from me about that. It's, you know, if you can't finish a team off, then you're going to get your just desserts.
It's been a bit like that, isn't it, for the last month, really, sort of.
Yeah, we couldn't hit a barn door, really. So...
I followed that Whitehall game, and I saw everybody else around us was winning, 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 and we were stuck at 0-0. And I just wasn't surprised when they scored. I just was not surprised.
Neither was I.
But the whole season, you've got to balance it out with where we were at the beginning of the season.
Christ,
after that mass exodus where they all left at the beginning of the season, and it was so good to hear you talking to Gary about that, Chris.
Yeah,
because that brought it out into the open what was going on and what I almost got into trouble for in my program notes right back at the beginning of the season when I
you
said
get
we
in trouble,
told.
Simon. I can't believe that.
Yeah, it was Paul Hoggard, the editor, who got into trouble for that, for printing what I wrote. from Bernie. And 2 weeks later, Bernie sold the club. He's gone. Anyway, you know, where we were at the beginning of the season, and then we had that terrible run of about six or seven games, they've actually done bloody well, really. But
yeah,
we've had three different teams.
Exactly, yeah. And but it's all about consistency, and Windy's seen it as well. In past years, Peter Sillett needed 2 or 3 years to get it 100% right. George Wakeling needed 2 or 3 years to get it absolutely right. Darren Hare got pretty close, didn't he?
Yeah.
And of course, if COVID hadn't happened,
oh, wow,
Prince and Gary between them might have got things sorted a bit quicker for us. But it's been a great, it's not been a bad season. And
of course not.
It was lovely. I punched the air in the middle of the night with that one up here, down here. That was lovely. Beating Hornchurch.
Yeah, it was a good game.
Yeah, that was a good game. It's probably
what a great goal too. What a goal! Really well set up, and what a good finish. So, let's. The important thing now is to go ahead for next season and hang on to as many of those players as they can.
Yeah,
one or two in maybe.
I like what they've done already, which is they've signed on a few players. I don't know about you, Simon, but I don't remember that before, where they've signed players that early, ready for next year.
They're getting ready.
I hope
Sam Crutwell's there next season I take it he's not featuring now because they're getting ready for this cup final. Is that it?
He's injured.
Yeah, because
he's injured as well, I think.
Yeah, injured. Oh, is he? Cup tied for the final.
Adam Lovett's injured now as well.
Oh, great. I didn't know that.
Yeah, now see, that's why he was out yesterday. Talking to yesterday. So yeah, I went. Well, strange enough, I went to Potter's Bar last night, and that was another game where we didn't really take our chances, but we came through and won it 3-1. John Ufa with the winning goal, lovely. Nice 30 quid win there for me on 3-1. So I love John Ufa eternally. Top player, John Ufa. But yeah, that was another one. Obviously, the main thing that happened was David Rodari scored and broke the... Terry White got that? What year did he get that? Goal-scoring record?
That's 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Probably 30 years ago, isn't it?
Yeah, so he's 32 years ago. Is it 32 in a season?
Yeah, I think
it was something like that, yeah.
I think Terry was arguing, saying that it still hasn't been broken until David got his second one last night.
And have you seen a nice little scissor kick into the goal?
Nice goal.
Terrible pitch. Rivals our pitch in terms of if either Mushtaq Ahmed or Shane Warne was bowling on it, they'd be unplayable. Even Ashley Giles
I'm hearing a lot of comments about the pitch. Are we missing Simon Rudkins?
We are.
Yes.
We need a ground.
All the rain kind of helps.
We're missing him. Harvey's not.
Yeah.
Who knows with what's going on at Lewis? The manager's going. Maybe Rudkins could be coming back, but we'll get to that when we get to Harvey.
That's interesting. What's happening over there, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, but we'll see what Harvey wants to talk about.
I've just got to tell you a very funny story, very quick story about last night. The commentary. We had Andy Q and Tom doing the commentary. Oh.
Was he doing long monologues?
And I didn't know, but they were sharing a microphone. So one of them was a bit fainter than the other one. Anyway, to cut long story short, they weren't in a comfy booth like Gabe was on Saturday. They weren't got a table from the bar because nobody could set them up anywhere else. And they were just down by the side of the pitch with this table, a microphone to share, and they had to move the table round at half time to the other side of the pitch. And Andy messaged me today, said before the game where they were taking the table round, one of the Potts Bar players had kicked the ball and it got stuck up a tree, so they had to get on the table to get the ball out of the tree.
They weren't even going to get that. It was going to be that one of them was going to hold a laptop in the air.
Yeah.
And the other one was going to hold a mic. And I'm like, you can't do that.
I don't know how they did it. In the end, it was actually really good as well. Commentary was great. I obviously didn't hear Saturday's because I was there live at the day. I heard
Tom told me I got a lot of stick on that commentary. I don't know why. It was in
Which
the
one?
Chat last night in the comments. I was getting some stick. Yeah, usual.
Not from me.
Everybody hates Chris. So that was a nice little win. If we win against Canby, which is a possibility. It's a possibility we could beat Canby. That will be our highest, joint highest ever. So in terms
under
of...
that, under our existing banner,
Yeah, under the Hastings United. So yeah, and I'm very much looking forward to
the final as well coming up. The Sussex Senior Cup final coming up, like you say. Brilliant season, really. You can't. It's a lot, Simon was saying, after what happened at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, I know. Count our blessings, honestly. You know, Aggie, in Aggie we trust.
Yeah.
Right then, let's move on to. I'm going to let him have it here. Come on. And I'll just. Who shall I let? It's here. They're both smiling. I'm going to go with Mark first. Go on, Mark. So, Whitehawk. Go on then, mate. Go on. Tell me about last couple of weeks with Whitehawk.
Well, I mean, well, firstly, it was nice to meet you, John, when we played you at home. And you'd done a number on us that day, to be fair. Comfortably beat us 2-0, really, on the day. But yeah, and it was also good to see you, Chris, sinking about 15, 20 beers on the
day. Sorry, I don't drink. I don't know what you're talking about, Mark.
We had a, it went a bit mad. And it was really, it was just a snatch and grab, really, on the day, wasn't it? As the gaffer, Sean, said, really, we had a game plan, pretty much, I think, just to sit in, let you use all your energy up. We sit in, let you play. And then last 20, all credit to the boys, we really stuck it on you and sort of gave it a go. But it only really took till the last 20 minutes, in fairness. And Imran Khani, when that boy runs down the wing or when he's got a chance in front of goal, he's pretty lethal. That shows that, like we said before, about his Pakistan call-up, you know, there's some calibre there to the player. He's only young as well. But we've been really good the last seven games. We're unbeaten. We're top of the form guide in the league. Shame it's come so late in the season. I mean, result last night against Enfield 1-0. I mean, Mitch Walker, I would comfortably say probably one of the best keepers in the league, at least in the top three. Some of the saves that he's pulled off this season, I've never seen anything like it. Some places. Away at Lewis, he was just unbelievable. And some of the games at home,
he's great,
he's very good.
He was on Brighton's books, wasn't he?
Yeah, so funny enough, actually, I've got a photo of me when I was a lot younger and I had big long hair and I wasn't receding, nearly going bald. And and that was when Mitch played for the Albion and I had a photo of me and him and I showed him. And it was a bit, and now obviously I follow him at the Hawks as well, so yeah, pretty mad, really. But yeah, we've been on a good run. I mean, we lost at home to Hornchurch 4-0, and that was the game before Canvey. And it just, which feels like a lifetime ago, but it wasn't that long ago. We played what 7-8 games since that, and me personally, in the clubhouse after, I just pulled a few of the boys and I just said, listen. None of you look like you can be arsed. Let's be honest. We're not going up. We're not going down. Just give us something to cheer about and just, you know, just see the season out with. And they have, in fairness to them. So I'll give them the dues. We finish at home to Potter's Bar on Saturday. Potentially finishing as high as eighth this season, which, great. I mean, throughout the season, been very on cold. We started the season really, really well.
Yeah. Then you had that dip, didn't you?
Yeah, and then we just had a massive dip and then not making excuses. Everyone goes for the same. The fixture congestion in this division is ridiculous and the amount of injuries that picked up throughout are just crazy. But we've suffered a lot of injuries. We've played a lot of under-18s towards the back end of the season who, quite frankly, have been unbelievable. These young kids that have come through, they've shown that they want to play for the Hawks and... I mean, they're just taking every bit of information and every bit of coaching on board. We've got Kai Jennings, I spoke about him before, from Wimbledon, a young kid, who actually made an appearance at Stamford Bridge for Wimbledon before. So, again, a young player with a lot of quality, but he's only on loan, which is a shame. But, yeah, I think this form has just come at the wrong time. Although it's really nice to see the season out on a high, you know, unlike Terry and Margate, it's unfortunate to see you go, you know, and not see you next season. But and the away day to Margate's obviously a good one, good day out. Yeah, it's just come at the wrong time, but can't complain. The boys are giving everything. We've got a good good solid group. Hopefully we keep a lot throughout the summer. And yeah, as I said before, I think the last time I was on the pod, I was sort of saying I want the season to finish next week. And then since then, we've gotten a massive so I can't really, I'm probably the worst person to sort of sum up the Hawks, really. But but yeah, it's been good. It's been a good end to the season. And let's hopefully we keep Sean. I know the club want to build. And I know promotion next season will be definitely spoken about internally at the club. I think our form has probably helped with the pull of getting players in the summer. I think at one time throughout the season and with our dipping form, it wasn't really like that caliber of club for some players. But yeah, very optimistic going into the summer. Just hoping we keep the sort of the main bulk of the squad really going forward.
Oh, nice. Thanks for that, Mark. You weren't too vicious on Hastings there. That's fair enough.
No. Cause we had a good day. We all had a good day, didn't we? So yeah. It was a snatch and grab. But
yeah, definitely.
On the day, you should have beat us. You should have beat us probably quite comfortably. But
that is the way it goes, isn't it, Mark?
That's football for you, mate. Football, but yeah, mate. It was good to meet you, though, mate.
No, and, absolutely.
I'm sure next season we'll do the same.
Next season, absolutely, 100%. Yeah. Well, let's go. Let's go, Harvey. Harvey, talk to me about Lewis.
Well, it's kind of the same old story as a lot of people. It's kind of forms come around, but a bit too late because we've kind of, I think we've won about four or five in a row now. We beat Hashtag on Saturday. We beat Kingstonian, Horsham, a few others. But again, it's kind of like White Hawk a bit. Our form is towards after Christmas has kind of done our season in a bit. So ever, I think we lost to Enfield in early March kind of time, and we kind of knew the season was done after that. But then, obviously, with the announcement of the management team leaving and a couple of other little issues within the club, which I won't go into, but these things. It's going to be interesting to see how we kind of build again next season, because obviously we're going to need a new manager. I think a lot of the squad's going to leave because our goalkeeper, for example, is off to Gillingham. A couple of our players are looking at retiring, apparently. And just with the manager leaving, a lot of the squad seems to follow. But as of recently, we've kind of shown the manager, seen him out in a good way. And we've got Haringey on Saturday. So hopefully we kind of see out with a win.
Is that at your place?
Yeah. No, it's away at Haringey.
Not the best
away. Yeah,
but
the last few games have been good. No, it's not. we beat Kingstonian a couple of weeks ago. That was a good performance. We beat Horsham, which was really nice, of course.
Yeah, we could manage that. We haven't managed that. Until the Sussex Cup final, we'll manage that. But yeah, go on. Yeah. Sorry, Harvey.
Yeah, I think we're unbeaten in Sussex derbies in the league. I think we lost to White Hawk in I think the FA Trophy, it's always nice. I think we're top of kind of the Sussex table, if you will.
But the actual table,
Aaron went into. I think we're seventh at the minute, which is kind of higher than I thought we would be at this point. But yeah, it's a weird one because I think by all accounts this season has been disappointing. If you'd ask a lot of Lewis fans, but in terms of the table, we can still end up seventh, which is in the grand scheme of things not that bad. But it's going to be interesting to see how we kind of rebuild from next season.
In terms of obviously the manager stepping back, and I know there's been some issues with directors. I mean, they're saying about directors, and I don't know the internal workings of Lewis. I'm not going to pretend to. Are the club looking now? Well, I presume I definitely know that they are now. But like, has there been any kind of rumours about anyone coming in or any names mentioned amongst your lads?
No one specifically. In terms of kind of the internal ways, but obviously there's been speculation from the fans. I think we were looking at the White Hawk manager, as it happens, but I'm not sure how likely that is. But I don't think there's anyone in particular that's kind of concrete at the minute. But what I have heard is we're trying to go for someone who plays like a similar football to Russell. So kind of a lot more on the floor, passing, kind of possession based, which I like to hear because the way he plays football is very good.
Yeah, I mean, you've always been a fairly decent side, you know, like in terms of the way you play. It's just the results. It's been a funny season for you lot. I did expect more from Lewis, even though I'm not a massive fan of Lewis, you know, but like, I honestly expected better. I thought you're struggling against
teams
you shouldn't be struggling against, but
yeah, that's the issue. It's kind of like we got battered by Cheshire a few weeks, which was really weird. And we lost to Concord earlier in the season. We lost to Folkestone a few weeks ago as well. it's we kind of beaten the team. We've beaten a lot of the bigger teams. Like we drew with Hornchurch twice. We beat Horsham twice. Beat Hastings twice.
Yeah, I know. You remind me about that again, didn't you?
It must be so frustrating.
It's kind of the smaller teams.
Yeah. Go on. Sorry, Gabs. Go on.
Sorry, go again.
No, sorry. I was going to say it must be so frustrating because the same thing happened to you guys last year with, you know, kind of facing Herne Bay at the end of the season and a couple of other teams. I think they take 4 points off you guys last year. And I think kind of from the outside looking in, it is the same kind of question of, you know, you guys play such good football and certainly with Enfield in recent seasons, you've actually, you know, absolutely taken us to the cleaners. So kind of just looking in and thinking, how on earth has that kind of not paid dividends?
Yeah, we're asking the same questions. Every season we've had Russell, we've had him for 3 years now, and we've kind of ended up in the same place, which isn't a blight on him. He plays good football and he got good recruitment skills, but it's kind of a bit of a mystery how we all seem to end up not quite getting there. Yeah. But we have to see whether that does come down to the manager or it's just a kind of problem at the club overall.
The change might be doing you good. I mean, I know obviously there's a little few worries financially, but, you know, a change might bring someone in and propel you like it has propelled Enfield. Whether people liked it or not, when the new manager came in at Enfield, he's done the stuff, isn't he? So let's go to you, Gabs. Talk to me about Enfield, sir.
That's a good segue, that is, Chris. what can I say? I mean, first things first, apologies to Mark, because I was in a bit of a kind of, not a foul mood, but I was trying to keep myself to myself yesterday. I arrived a bit late and was a bit sniffly at the moment, so I wanted to keep my distance. But if we are in the same league next year, then I'll be sure to say hi. Do you know what? It's a difficult one, because I know the last couple of times I've been on the pod and people have been saying, you know, I'm convinced Enfield will get a playoff place, and you never kind of want to lean into it, not just out of modesty, but because you know, the hubris can come back and bite you in the arse. Absolutely. So easily. But do you know what? If you know, to take a little step back and you think, actually, we've done brilliantly this season. I mean, you know, Gavin coming in, new style of play to adjust to, new players to bed in, but that's where I think the boys and the management deserve a lot of credit. You know, all of them have kind of bought into the way we run as a club as well. You know, there's kind of been a closeness between the fans and the players from the outset, really. And that's not always a given, and all of this sounds like cliches and like platitudes, but if, you know, you look at kind of some of the results we've had to dig out and it's coming really, really handy. And to the extent where up until yesterday, going to Whitehawk and losing 1-0 in a game where maybe on another day we would have taken a point. I echo his comments about Mitch Walker, who was in unbelievable form yesterday. You know, we hit the bar, we, you know, slashed a few over the bar and kind of, I think of all days to have an off day, you'd rather it be your kind of final midweek away trip of the season rather than in the playoffs. But before then, we've gone 13 unbeaten in the league. So, you know, that Hastings game, bearing in mind we have five first team regulars out, the way we played, the way we dug in when we really easily could have gone one down at half time and could have been chasing the game. But, you know, we looked really, really confident, kept our shape. And it's been the kind of grit, the kind of performance that we put in the last few months, really. So it's looking really, really good. So I can't complain too much. We do have the unmentionables on the Kent Peninsula coming our way on Saturday. So, my optimism could be extinguished very, very easily. We could yet even meet them later down the line in the playoffs. But, you know, at this stage, we still have reasons to keep our heads high, really.
Yeah. Well, a big thanks to you, Gabs, for helping Tom out with a football commentary.
No, it was, do you know, it was really enjoyable.
Yeah, it's nice to meet you too, Gabs.
Yeah, likewise, Windy. I was going to say, because I know we kind of messaged on Twitter kind of early in the season, so it was nice to meet you in person.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about, what did you think about the penalty? Be honest.
Okay,
how did you see it?
So, I've got to be careful. I've got to hold my tongue, and I've got to be very, very careful as to not come across like a raging hypocrite, right? Because in commentary, I said it looked really, really harsh. It looked like it come off his shoulder. We have a fella called Ben who's been doing Instagram stuff. So he's been on kind of, I think, similar to what your guy does for TikTok, and he's kind of behind the goal. He filmed it, and from the reverse angle, it is really harsh, but there is a little still that looks like it hits him. I mean, don't get me wrong, it's still incredibly harsh. And the way the ball kind of bounces up at him, and most refs wouldn't give it. let's face it, most refs would not give that. And it comes at a pretty inopportune moment in the game for Hastings. You know, but you know, while you can see why he gave it, it is a harsh one, and a lot of officials wouldn't give it.
The bit I didn't get is why the referee was behind the player and he didn't have a very good view, but the lino had a perfect, because I was right next to the lino.
Yeah.
There was no verbal, there you go. We don't want VAR.
No, of course not. It is a weird one as well. You know, it was one of those decisions where it almost felt like there were a couple of seconds that elapsed between the ball striking wherever it did, you know, and then sort of thinking, actually, whistling and pointing to the spot. And I mean, you know, obviously in our case, we'll gladly take it. I mean, I wouldn't have liked to have been a rubbish bin in the vicinity of...
I was just going to say, Gabs, how entertaining was that?
That was such a good shot. Straight to the top right-hand corner of the tunnel.
I was going to say, it's... you know, he caught it sweet as a nut.
Yeah, our manager smashed the bin up after that and got sent off, if anyone didn't know.
Yeah, I mean, and I had a perfect view of it up in the lofty perch in the commentary box with Tom and Ram.
So. It was like watching a kettle with Chris, because it was like the incident that happened, and you could just see him going and going. I thought, oh no, here he goes. And I was standing about 10 yards behind him, and I could almost see the steam coming out his ears like a cartoon, you know.
The funniest thing was that our press officer, he asked our gaffer what he thought about sending off. And A, I mean, he didn't have an opinion on it because it's none of his business.
Yeah.
And B, I think the gaffer didn't even see it. I think he kind of just heard it because it was behind. I think it was just behind our dugout. So it was within earshot.
Yeah.
But I don't think he had any clue as to what exactly had happened. You know, so anyway, but yeah, I mean, we, you know, to do that and to go to, you know, I mean, okay, you know, you'd lost at home to Whitehawk, and you know, playoffs have probably faded away, but it's, you know, it's never an easy place to come as a pilot field, and it's a long old trip for our boys. So
how was your injured player, the one who got that was a nasty cut.
Yeah, cheers for asking. So yeah, Dil, and I'm not gonna dig you guys out, because I think it was an off the ball challenge.
I didn't actually see what happened, to be honest. I do know it was our player that was calling for the magic sponge to come on.
Because I was following the ball. So it was only kind of looking over and seeing that he'd gone down and clutched his nose, and the Hastings player was kind of willing the physio on. I thought he'd hit the barrier, but apparently what had happened is that he'd actually taken an arm or an elbow to the nose, and I can't comment on the nature of the tackle because I didn't see it, but nice. It's good of you to ask, Winnie. He's all right. He was broken. Yeah, so he went to NA on the Saturday. We actually I don't want to buy it because it's two miserable individuals who've commented on us doing it. So I set up basically a whip round, because he had to kind of fork out £450 for a mask, like a protective, what do you call it? Because he has to be, you know, kind of fitted, and he had to go for consultation and the rest of it. So, you know, and obviously given the nature of our club, we don't have an owner. You know, so it's the way we do things. We look after our own and this, that and the other. So, you know, and again, I don't want to buy it, because we had, you know, we had the kind of usual tripe online of saying, oh, you know, they can afford to go around Europe and they can't afford to this, that and the other. And, you know, and next they'll be paying for his football boots and his, you know, it's just misery, isn't it? You know, I mean, it's a 21-year-old kid who's had to fork out almost £500 for a, you know, to continue his season. So we'd just looking after one of our own, to be honest. But he's all right. He should hopefully be back for Saturday. I think he's actually broken it before, so
he didn't play last night.
No we missed him. My god, it was a leggy player, performance.
He was a good player. Yeah,
cheers. Yeah, he's been really important of all the players. I mean, because he got released from Wimbledon, Dylan Ajay Hurst, he got released from Wimbledon over summer, kind of looking around for a bit, I think, for a club, and Gavin the manager, he has his knack of kind of working with kind of players of his ilk. You know, maybe kind of younger players or players who've been released from kind of pro clubs, and he's done very well. I know he's coming for a bit of stick for his end product, but in terms of his positioning, he's been kind of shunted from a winger to a wing back to a kind of somewhere in between, and he's been a really, really important player for us. You know, as a lot of them have, but he was a big miss yesterday, because I think we kind of were a little bit leggy, maybe a little bit kind of lacking ideas in our build up. So
okay, right, well. Gang, I'm going to do one more of these before the season ends. So we will see each other again Thanks for all your time. I will be seeing you, John. Am I going to see you, John, at Canvey? I know I'm going to see Canvey, John, but am I seeing John Gale at the last game of the season?
Nah, mate. I'll be at the final.
You'll be at the final?
Yeah, got me tickets for that. Cool, Simon, that's a palaver, wasn't it? Trying to get tickets for that. Much harder than I would have thought that it'd be.
Yeah, all this online.
Your Brighton website's a nightmare.
Just quickly before I go, right. So when I went to Potter's Bar, right, I'm a believer in a programme. You'll like this one, Simon. So I've gone, do you have a programme? And they say, yes, sir, the QR code's just over there. I'm like, sorry? The QR code's just over there. I'm like, what? But where's the programme? And they're like, well, the QR code's just over there. And I'm like, that's not a programme, mate. And he's like, and he just looked at me. I said, all right, and I'll have a raffle ticket. But anyway, and 3 points, actually. Thank you, Potter's Bar.
Yeah.
Well, we got one for you at the weekend, Chris. We brought it back. And I'll even submitted my piece for it today. So, yeah, being there for you to read on Saturday.
Excellent. Well, we got us organised there. We're catching up, John.
We'll get a plan of action. Yeah, mate, definitely.
Absolutely. And it may involve a few beers, but
if you like beverages.
Terry, love you. Margate, sorry about Margate. We will meet
here's
again.
Here's what it is.
Yeah. Aaron from Hashtag, John from Canvey, Windy and Simon, the Hastings boys, Harvey from that lovely Lewis, Gabs from Enfield, and Mark from the lovely White Orc. Thanks for coming on. And we will have another one more of these before the season's ending. And also, see you at the game, yeah? Take care, all of you.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers, guys. Tip for another episode, SBTS fans. If you want to get in contact with this podcast, the email is hufcpod@gmail.com. Twitter, which is SBTSpod. Otherwise, go to the YouTube. Over 4 years of content on there. There's so many other ways to listen. However you get your podcasts, we're on all platforms. Or go to the link tree, which is SBTSpodcast, and subscribe. It's all free. Remember, get yourselves to a game and support local football, whoever and wherever you're watching. And apart from that, see you at the game.